listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, covered in a new sauce and very confused. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul here. We got a live taste test action going on right here.
Yes, we are going to be showcasing The Big Arch, which has been out here for about a month, although technically The Big Arch has been around in other countries for months and months now. I think it debuted in Europe and was, of course, it was in Japan, because every weird McDonald's creation goes to Japan. They get them before anyone else does. They get cool teriyaki burgers and other crap that we don't have, and I'm so disappointed. But in this particular instance, they're like, this is popular elsewhere. Let's bring The Big Arch over here. Yep. And for those...
Here's a little top-down view right here.
Yep. For those that don't know, the burger is basically a larger version of a Big Mac. That's the most basic way of describing it. It has some slightly different ingredients. It has a double-seeded bun. It has a slightly different sauce. It has supposedly white cheddar instead of American cheese, although, from my experience, it still tasted like American cheese. And it's bigger in size. It's two double quarter-pounder patties instead of, like, two standard cheeseburger sized patties.
I would say this is somewhere probably, like, it's been a long time since I've had one, but somewhere in like the girth and heft size feel of like a Whopper.
Double sized too, like a double Whopper. And I know that calorie count wise it is absolutely hideous. So for you for you there on the other side of the cameras, and for anyone out in the other room, I don't suggest like eating all of this in one sitting. People are doing it, but it's upwards, especially if you get as a meal, it's upwards of 2,000 calories, which is your entire intake for a single day.
Recommended USDA values.
When my wife and I ate it, we cut it into quarters, and we each had a quarter. And like, wow, you know, I'm full after just that. Damn.
I'm going to have probably like 4 to 5 bites of this. I'm like, that's good. Like, I can tell right now, this thing is like, it's large.
After that, I'm going to need to go lay down. I'm going to fan myself.
we got movie plans after this, and I may fall asleep. Like, no lie. Overall, like, it looks pretty solid. Like, here's an inside of, like, the sauce. Looks kind of like a Big Mac sauce, you know, the patties.
With a little more
like
tomato paste,
Okay, this is a pickle. I wasn't sure if that was a jalapeno, but it is a pickle. Okay.
Yeah, it's pickle. The big differences are just the cheese and the sauce and the larger size. Also, it doesn't have a central bun.
No, it does not, which I thought in the picture showed that it did have it. I think they might have just thrown a stock Big Mac picture on there at the McDonald's by me. So I wasn't expecting it to not have that triple stack, but I mean, it certainly does not disappoint in size. It looks like it has some kind of like onion straws or something on it too.
Yeah, it does have little crispy fried onions on it, which I forgot about, because as I'm wondering how you'll feel when you taste it, but when I ate it, I didn't notice they were there. So
I noticed only because one fell out inside. I'm like, ooh, this looks like a crispy onion. That's a crispy onion. So, but McDonald's, like, you get lost in all kinds of like just melding flavors here. So I'd be surprised if anything pronounces itself. Like, is it going to be a good McDonald's burger?
Maybe. Yeah. Let's see what you do. We'll give you a bite and then we'll.
All right. You're good. Maybe a little bit white cheddar, but I see what you mean. You can easily confuse that for American.
It's very McDonald's-y cheddar, like very chemically.
Yeah. You know, the bun is your typical McDonald's bun, spongy, you know, fine, holds its shape, does its job. The lettuce is, you know, fresh. Kudos to them. The burger tastes like, you know, a quarter pounder. It's, if you like a quarter pounder, you'll probably like this. This is a meat monolith abomination, but you know what? It is what it is.
Well, it's not like Americans are upset about meat monolith abominations. Wendy's has had the single, double, and triple baconators for the longest time, which is just, the meat sweats and sandwich form at this point. The double quarter pounder, even the triple quarter pounders existed for a while. You can get it in some places. Burger King has the double Whopper, and I'm sure you could ask them to make a triple out of that as well. I don't know if they have it on the menu, but that's not exactly something I'd be surprised if they could just do. People love their giant, hideous burgers, the cubes of meat. As big as this isn't an abomination in comparison to what other restaurants are doing. It's I don't know that, like, on its own, it really does anything McDonald's was missing.
It's not different.
No.
Like, at all. It's just a McDonald's taste wrapped in a different form with a new bun. Like, is it bad? No. But, like, you know, when you see different things, like, you have poppy seed and sesame seed on the bun, like, neither one's going to really come through. It's a fucking McDonald's burger. You know, there's little changes that just like it's a novelty, but is it a solid meal? I mean, it's a B, you know, it's a solid McDonald's burger, but do we need it? Is there a reason for it? Probably not.
No, and that's the thing is like, do I like this better or worse than a Big Mac? No, like if they put the cheese and the sauce on a standard Big Mac size, I'd maybe get that variant once in a while, make this like a mini arch. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like for a while there, they were offering the single Mac instead of just the Big Mac, like a single patty with the sauce and stuff. And like, mm-hmm. you know, in that case, if they did this on a quarter pounder, I'd be fine with it. I'd get it more often. This is way too much fucking food for me at this point. I can't do that much, but
it's definitely a mouthful. it honestly, like, it's kind of weird. Like, I feel like it's almost missing like a tomato, you know, for some juiciness in there. Like the burger's obviously juicy, right? But like
that would be really nice. That would be nice.
That's nice. Yeah.
But yeah, like, that would be
a little something, you know, a little pop. It's not dry, but like, you know, tomato adds juiciness. Mm-hmm. It's missing a little something like that.
Well, in the materials, when they talk about this, it's kind of the successor to other burgers that they've done before. The Arch Deluxe, the McDLT, mm-hmm. the Big and Nasty, as I used to call it, the Big and Tasty. I actually really liked that burger and I was sad when they got rid of it, but it was fun to call it that. But the Big and Tasty I really liked too. That they all were basically the same. It's like burger, onions, lettuce, tomato, mm-hmm. special sauce. You're done. Yeah. McDonald's only knows how to do this. Bill Maher made this joke about don't get mad with Charlie Sheen for being Charlie Sheen. That's McDonald's. Yeah. That's McDonald's burgers to a T.
Exactly. Like, it's not reinventing the wheel.
No.
At all. All it is turning an 18-wheeler into a 26-wheeler or something. Like, it's the same thing, different skin.
Yeah, when you go to Burger King and they say they have a new version of their burger, you expect a different flavor. They did those $1 million Whoppers recently, and there was like the Mexican street corn one and the barbecue one, which they brought back later. Those were excellent, and those didn't taste like standard Whoppers. They'll do their weird black bun Whoppers for Adam's family or whatever, and those are cool.
Yeah, Halloween.
All kinds of weird stuff. You expect something different. When McDonald's says, we do a new burger, all they do is like squirt a little cheese and maybe throw some sad jalapenos on it, and it tastes like the same thing. It's not anything new because McDonald's doesn't know how to do new.
I mean, you know, and to their credit, I guess, why should they? You know, billions and billions of burgers sold nationwide and worldwide. Like, you know, they've been an American staple that's now global for years. They know what they do. They stay in their lane. As far as fast food goes, quality wise, you're rarely going to be disappointed from a McDonald's, I would say. And that's a good thing. But again, this is 2,000 calories of just like, fuck you.
Oh yeah. No, it is. It is exactly the kind of giant burger that McDonald's is putting out to try and compete with the likes of Wendy's triple bacon. Yeah. Like they saw a hole in their menu. They didn't have something for it. And then in classic McDonald's fashion, they spent a year testing it abroad in markets that are more favorable to it before they brought it over here. Yeah, so it's they're a safe company. They never do anything outlandish.
Yeah, and like as far as the onion straws, like I can't tell they're in there. You're right.
See?
They don't really add much, but I mean, it is what you would expect it to be. Mm-hmm. Can I recommend? Sure, if you're in the mood for that, I wouldn't not recommend it. But you know, you could just as easily get a double quarter pounder and probably have the same kind of experience for the most part.
Yeah, and I think you could actually request from like McDonald's, be like, I bought a double quarter pounder. Can you squirt some Big Mac sauce on there? And they'll just do it. Like, so this doesn't add anything new to it. The onion straws are cool. I wish they tasted better, that they showed up more. I think I'd actually much rather them be on a special edition of the McRib or something. That would be good. Yeah. But here, everything about this is just kind of
It's middle of the road. It's C plus B. It's fine.
It's a Big Mac just with a slightly different name.
Yeah, and recommend, sure. You know, don't expect a life-changing experience. You know, we're going to get on a topic pretty soon about, you know, expectations going into something. And if you have expectations of it, you're going to have a good time. If you have other expectations, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So overall, I'd say a very solid meal. McDonald's knows what they do, and they do it well.
I mean, I don't know if I'd say they do it well. They do it consistently for the audience they're targeting. Yeah.
I would say that is the correct. That is what I mean by well.
You're fine. You're fine. Yeah. Clarifying. Yeah. That's all. It's McDonald's. McDonald's is McDonald's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to keep going back for bites here and there because it's not terrible, you know?
People have been raving about it. Some have been like me and they're like, yeah, it was fine. People have been raving about it because at least it's something different from the chain. But those are the people that are dedicated to going to McDonald's. Like, they're the ones that love McDonald's food. I don't like. I feel like this burger in the big grand pantheon of McDonald's stuff has less interesting variety to it than going to Taco Bell and getting any of their items out of the 30,000 they make that are all made with the five same ingredients but taste different. Taco Bell can,
they can
make a bunch of stuff and it all tastes different. Or you go to Burger King and they're willing to throw new ingredients on stuff. McDonald's doesn't do that. Even when they try something new, like Cosmics, they run it for a little while to test the audience, and then they're like, yeah, that was fine. We learned something from it, and then they shut it down, and they stopped doing anything weird or interesting. They did a while ago those like McDonald's diners, and they tested those, and it was more like, can we serve new items or do a different dining experience? And then they learned from it, and they're like, yeah, that didn't work for us. That's not McDonald's, and they just stopped doing it. People liked it, but
you have an expectation, I guess, and this is what you would expect.
That's the thing. They made such a big deal about this, how it was a reinvention of the McDonald's burger. And then you go and I'm like, and this is even less interesting than the Arch Deluxe.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Again, not bad, but like it doesn't have a purpose other than what it is.
It fills a niche that's already filled. Like you could have just said, let's make a bigger Big Mac, the biggest Mac. Like, and they could have just done that instead without having to like try and make a big deal about new sauce and new ingredients. People would just go in there and get a bigger Mac and people would be happy with it. Like this is, I guess it just feels silly to me. It's, I don't mean to be old man yelling at clouds, but it kind of feels like that of why are you doing this? But like from a corporate standpoint, I actually don't understand why they're doing this because they had a burger niche that was filled and you could have just filled that. If you're going to make a new burger, why not do something new and interesting? Even just like the ramen seasoning we talked about for the fries on the K-pop thing, that's more outside their wheelhouse than this burger is. And I, as much as I didn't necessarily care for that flavor, I appreciated the effort. This feels very low effort.
Yeah, and the, and we talked about the ramyeon, the K-pop Demon Hunters meal, and like it was, it's so funny you say appreciate the effort, but like, and I get this because of what it is, but like even the effort was still on the customer to apply the seasoning. But it did have an experience with it, and and not everybody's gonna want that, and it's a good thing they did it that way. But it's like that, just to your point, like they put in the effort of just even putting something different in the bag. With this, it's the same.
Well, it's like with the, we discussed the McFlurry they had, the Derpy McFlurry, which was basically just a McFlurry with some berry sauce they already had sitting around and some boba from the Cosmics that they threw over here instead. That felt like more effort because it was slightly different. This, you put some tomato paste in your Big Mac sauce and slapped a different cheese on it. I don't really understand how this is special. Especially when most of the stuff you get, you don't really taste that big a difference. So it's it's weird to me. You are right. Even just a tomato on here would add a citrusy bit of brightness or something. A couple extra pickles, make it pop a little more. That would feel like something. Yeah.
Something different. You know, it doesn't need more bacon, more meat. Like there's something, I mean, it needs a veg or something like that. So, ironically enough, but it's fine. It's good. I know I'm going to finish it at some point, but it certainly won't be today.
No. Wow. No. Yeah. That the meat sweats and the meat nap that would follow.
Yeah, we're going to take me to the moon, and I'm going to fall asleep watching Moonraker.
Ah, well, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. Definitely passing out after this podcast. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Yeah, your buddy Mike the Ghoul saying what's old is new and what's the same is still the same, apparently.
We will see you all next time.